Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
Live from Lincoln Center, another Friday evening with the New York Philharmonic. I'm Wallace Jardine, bringing you this broadcast of Mahler's First Symphony, The Titan, the Titanic Symphony. Michael Darling Gray, the eminent British critic at the time of the premieres, called it a bombastic piece of woof and oomph and jim-jam and flim-flam. Caring listeners and wowing them with a wowzer of a... And wowing them with a wowzer of a symphony. Michael Darling Gray, 1892. I believe, I don't have the exact quote in front of me. We are up. Oh, I'm hearing we are having some technical issues tonight. This, my last broadcast, my 99th broadcast with the New York Philharmonic, every other Friday, bringing it to you for, lo, these 99 years. But it sounds like we've got some, we'll have no audio tonight, I guess, is what they're telling me. We do have a video feed, though, and I will be describing the video feed to you. Well, it looks like there's a quite a large audience gathered, and there's another somewhat smaller audience gathered on the stage. They are about, I would say, the smaller audience, and it is facing the larger audience. Kind of an unusual situation, I would imagine. I have not attended live these New York Philharmonic concerts over the years due to being in the booth and bringing you the radio coverage. But this looks like a fairly unusual setup. An audience and a smaller audience facing that audience. And there's a rostrum set up at the center of the stage. It looks like they've prepared the space for someone to speak, someone to come out and do perhaps a political speech before. And here comes a man from the left. People are applauding. They're glad to see him. He is most likely the one who will be speaking. But no, he has turned his back on the audience. Very, I would say, rude, surprising and rude gesture. He's turned his back on the large audience, even though they were applauding him. He came out and they applauded, and he turned his back on the audience. He's now lifting a small, it looks like a small police baton, or perhaps sort of some type of a magic wand or something. I'll set the stage a little more for you. There are quite a few men and women sitting on the smaller stage, and they're holding what appear to be small canoe paddles or some sort of a...
Three-dimensional canoe paddles.
WTF.
Three-dimensional.
Like say these days.
And they are waving hairy sticks, sort of magic wands, but...
Well, this, our 99th broadcast, and who has joined us? It's Ken D'Artagnan, host of Alternate Fridays of the New York Philharmonic.
Magic wands with some type of hair attached to them. I'm not sure the function of that either.
Ken, why are you standing so far back?
It's Wallace, thank you. I have stood in the back all these 99 years of our 99 broadcasts because of the loudness, sforzando, with which I speak. And the interesting story here, the first week on the job, I started a week before you did, Wallace. And I talked so loud, they decided to have the broadcasts be off-site. And that's why we're not on location in the hall. But I see we've got some trouble technically tonight. This hasn't happened before, but we do have that video feed. And I see those canoe paddles also, three-dimensional though. They've got a little width to them. And that rude gentleman you were describing, he is waving that police baton, I feel, in a threatening manner at some of these
he does have
people
kind of
on
a,
the smaller stage.
Threatening way about him. And Ken D'Artagnan, have you attended these shows in person? I know you're tied up a lot of Ken D'Artagnan, have you attended a New York Philharmonic concert in person before?
I have never been there in person. Only experiencing this music through the radio broadcasts. This is new to me. This is new to me, Wallace. And when I've not been broadcasting on Fridays, I have been listening at home to your coverage these past 99 years.
Well, that's nice to hear, Ken. I've never listened to yours. They were too, always too a little too sforzando for me. I wish you'd been a little more mezzo piano. But 99 years, I've never heard you once, Ken. I know the name, of course. I know the name. Ken D'Artagnan. It's a household name. Not at my house, but at many houses. And now something, I know you see this, Ken, something very concerning is happening. The police authority who so rudely entered the stage and is now waving that baton, that police baton, in a threatening manner. There are two men in the middle of this small stage, and they look to me like they have some sort of a military device. I don't want to concern listeners, and we're at a remote site, so do not worry about the safety of Wallace Jardine or Ken D'Artagnan. However, there are two men in the center of the stage, and they look like they are holding what could be a bazooka or some sort of rocket launcher. They're aiming them upright they're just sitting there holding them as if to say, don't, well, I'm putting words in their mouths, but don't
Wallace,
push us.
They certainly are some kind of a weapon, military grade, clearly, as you said, bazooka, rocket launcher, something in that
9/11
category.
In 4/4 time?
I just, I fear for our audience here, because I hope security has their eye on this video feed like we do. Oh, wait, Wallace, we're getting a little bit of audio here. Hold on.
At this point are, well, no, it appears one man, no, okay, this is somewhat of a relief, they're not weapons. A man is blowing into one of them, and it appears to be some sort of a bong, a giant, I would say, 4 to 5 foot bong.
A hookah. It looks like the man is using a hookah on stage at the New York Philharmonic. Unprecedented.
A hookah. It does look like a hookah. Well, who only knows where this is going as we enter minute, 12 minutes in. Mahler's Titan Symphony, the Titanic Symphony number 1 of Gustav Mahler. A Titanic Symphony, like the ship itself, a titan of a Titanic music. Now, we are going to describe something going on in the back of this, not of the large crowd, on the back of the small crowd that is gathered on the stage. In the back, there are two gentlemen standing very attentively. There's a younger man and an older man. In front of them are what appear to be large garbage cans. And they appear...
They're solid gold.
Yes.
Solid gold garbage cans.
I agree. Solid gold garbage cans.
And they're holding some kind of a club, getting ready to, who knows, clean up after the show. I imagine there's a lot of refuse on stage, and they look like they have plenty of garbage cans between these two men to take care of it. One has 3 garbage cans, and again, solid gold, and the other man, the older man, has 2 garbage cans, also solid gold, and they are simply standing there at attention, waiting. I never wondered once. I stood in the booth and I would read about the music to our listeners. Then I would turn the dial to zero until the producer would point to me. And then I would read another bit about the next piece. Something like possibly from Michael Darling Gray, the great critic from London. Something like you read at the start.
I've been kind of with you on that, Ken. I've loved hosting the show all these years. I've never been to a concert. And to be honest, I don't really listen. Once I read my part and I tell the people about, as you said, Michael Darling Gray, or I'll read something along those lines, then I sit back and generally, I've got a comic book or something that I'm reading until the next part when they, like you said, when they point at me. You know, if they stationed us in the concert hall, I probably would have seen one. Oh, wait, so Ken, we've got some audio again here. Here we go.
Wallace, we've lost the audio again. We'll keep going on this description that we are getting from a video feed. Now, these garbage cans, strangely enough, also at the back of this smaller stage.
Kind of to the, if you can picture it, to the right of the solid gold garbage cans, and the men there standing attentively. The rude man continues to wave this type of a police baton threateningly at the members of the small audience, continuing rudely to keep his back to the larger audience that has gathered in the hall. But back to this... These men to the right of the garbage cans, Ken.
They are sitting there and they're holding what appear to be small portable urinals, also solid gold. And each man with his own, there are no women. There are no women here. Just in that section of the small stage, simply five men holding what, as I said, appear to be portable urinals. They must have torn them out of the stalls prior to the... Oh my God, Wallace. Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
I don't believe it, Ken, but I... And I'm glad we're here to describe this for the audience. What's going on? Unprecedented night at the New York Philharmonic. These men who've torn small urinals out of the bathrooms, probably from the admin department, they've now put their mouths on part of the plumbing. I doubt these were cleaned. I doubt these were sterilized. And this is just a very risky thing to be doing, I think, with, you know, I guess urinals, solid gold, whatever, I wouldn't be doing this. Ken?
When I got into classical music, I made one rule for Ken D'Artagnan. Never put your mouth on a urinal. And these men are breaking Ken D'Artagnan's rule number one of classical music. Never put your mouth on a urinal.
I made a similar, not exactly that rule, but when I got into classical music, I made a rule that said, never succumb to a man waving a police baton in your face. Because, you know what? There are more civilized ways to do things than sit there threatening people who are actually appear very calm, even though they're all be-weaponed, whether it be with a small three-dimensional canoe paddle or a what appeared to be a bazooka at first. But, you know, there are, next to these small canoe paddles, there are some people with what appear to be actual boats. But the mast has been bent down in a horizontal direction. The vertical mast of these small boats, it's bent down vertically. So, I mean, but the vertical mast on these boats, it's bent down horizontally. So, and they are hitting these boats probably in a lot of, and they're hitting these boats in frustration.
With the position of the horizontally placed mast. I don't see how a mast placed in that position would give you any wind drag at all.
I don't understand that either. I would not, well, there's one last thing I think we can tell you about. Occasionally we see these small pieces of plumbing come into use. They don't look like they're from the admin part of the building, but they have been clearly torn out, and several women are blowing into these pieces of piping, probably from the heating system. It looks like things I've seen at the HVAC part of the home improvement store that I go to. But they are, and I've this is not unprecedented. I've seen people, plumbers in particular, they will blow into a piece of pipe, making sure it is clear of dust and debris before putting it into your home. Oh, hold it. We have going to keep on telling you what we see here on this 99th performance of our 99th year hosting the New York Philharmonic on the radio. It's been wonderful to host this for you all these
Wallace,
low
this will
years.
Be my final broadcast also. 99 years of 99 concerts with you, Wallace, has been a wonderful experience, even though we have never met until tonight. And I did listen to all your broadcasts, though, over the years. Wallace Jardine, Household Word at My Home. I have enjoyed all your broadcasts, Wallace.
Thank you, Ken. That's wonderful to hear. And again, as I said earlier, I've not met you or heard any of your broadcasts in these 99 years of reporting on the New York Philharmonic, hosting the Friday, alternate Fridays from Ken D'Artagnan, who I have never met and actually never heard till tonight. I do understand why we're off-site, though. He's a little bit Sforzando, as he is wont to say. Well, we better get back to the music, Ken. There seems to be some shuffling around on stage. The threatening man, he's lowered his baton briefly, it seems. Maybe he's rethinking his aggressive position. And the small audience is shuffling around a bit. They seem to be...
they have each of them paperwork in front of them.
Doing here.
My guess is these are tax forms.
For the next,
they're preparing their taxes.
I don't know what they're waiting for.
And they've come to some type of a advisor. And this would explain the angry, rude man who came out, turned his back on the large audience. He was not here for the large audience. He was here for the small audience to help them with these complex tax forms that a lot of New Yorkers are required to fill out.
They do. I can see pretty clearly now. They're tax forms, and there's a lot of shuffling around. And now he's taken are you seeing this, Ken? He's taken that more aggressive approach to them again. He's pointing that police baton in there, leaning over even more, I feel, more aggressive than when he first came out, leaning toward them. The men are sucking on ends of urinals. People are hitting trash cans. It's just, frankly, it's mayhem. These hookahs are going full blow. And the people with the canoe paddles, they're almost, it looks like several of the people, they're trying to use these canoe paddles, it appears, to cut their own heads off. And, well, we'll keep you posted here as this action develops. Wait, we have another little bit of audio here coming through.
Oh, crap!
Sorry. Shut up. EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.